GR World Radio is interviewing Maren Mantovani. She is the international coordination of the Stop the World campaign in from Palestine, but the coordination is from Porto Alegre, Brazil. Maren, first of all, thank you very much for being in touch with us. We really appreciate your time and your words that this conversation we are going to have with you now.
Thank you for giving me the space to talk with you and your audience, and thank you for the solidarity with the Palestinian struggle.
Maren, we know that different social organizations, social movements from Palestine especially, are relaunching on the 22nd of March the campaign against Mekorot, the Israeli company of water, which has a disastrous participation in Palestine, in the Palestinian territories, for example, forbidding lots of population from the access of, or to water in their own territories. Maren, I would like to ask you, which are the social movements, social organizations, the different networks which are calling to this campaign, and why specifically now in this year and in these dates?
The organizations that are calling for the week against Mekorot from the 22nd of March to the 30th of March, as you have already said, are Pengon, Friends of the Earth Palestine, the Palestinian National Committee for Boycott, Divestment and Sanctions, which unites the most important civil society organizations in Palestine, political parties, trade unions, and so on, and the Land Defense Coalition, a coalition of grassroots movements struggling for Palestinian right to land and Palestinian self-determination. We are calling for this week against Mekorot in coordination as well with a number of existing campaigns that are already working against Mekorot contracts around the world, which are at the moment active in Greece, Italy, and in the Netherlands. And we hope we can expand with this call to all the other places where Mekorot is involved. That includes a large part of Latin America, that includes a large interest as well in the US and Canada, and India as well. So Mekorot has gone in the last years around the globe to export its apartheid that it has developed over the last 60 years, really, within Palestine. Mekorot, just to explain a bit, what is the story with Mekorot, and why do Palestinian organizations and people's movements around the world have a problem with Mekorot? Mekorot is an Israeli national water company, which has been, since its beginning and the creation of this the national water carrier in Israel, started to steal the water from the Palestinian people, from the Palestinian territories, from the Jordan Valley, and with this has as well had a key role in the actual expulsion of Palestinian communities from their land. Because once you steal the water, once you control, like at the moment, 42 wells in the West Bank, and do not let Palestinians get access to their water, Palestinian communities are not able to continue to live where they're living. They're not able to cultivate their lands and water their lands, and are forced to find themselves as yet another displaced family, yet another displaced community that adds to the over 6 million refugees, Palestinian refugees that are already all over the world. At the same time, Mekorot plays a key role in the settlement construction, illegal settlement construction of Israel. Because without Makarov providing water to the settlements, there would be no settlements. Because much of what Makarov steals from the Palestinian people goes back to the settlement enterprise. And as well, Makarov, and I think that's an important part as well to understand when we talk about Makarov's and Israeli water apartheid, is really about building up an entire integral water system that is based on racial discrimination. If you look at the fact that Israeli citizens have a daily per capita consumption of about 300 liters, and Palestinian consumption in the Palestinian occupied territories per day is about 70 liters, that is well below the 100 liters per capita daily consumption recommended by the World Health Organization, then that is evidently a glaring racial discrimination. But Makarov as well, within the territory of Israel, has a history of discrimination against Palestinian citizens. It has, for example, already refused supply to Palestinian communities inside Israel, even in cases where the same Israeli High Court ruled and recognized their right to water. So that is a bit the history and the presence of Makarov and its systematic implementation of apartheid. Its stealing of waters, its participation of displacement of the Palestinian people, and that is why we're calling for a boycott of Makarov around the world. And we're not the only ones that are denouncing Makarov in this sense. I want to highlight that as well. The United Nations, Amnesty International, even a French parliamentary report called Makarov's water policies as a water apartheid. And in a series of UN reports, there was a call against Makarov as well. I think that's important to highlight.
Perfect, Maren. And we would like to know what's happening exactly, or some examples about the work done by Makarov in different parts of the world. We know that in the Netherlands and in Argentina, for example, they have been facing some troubles. What can you tell us about, mainly about what is happening with Makarov in the north of the planet, the Netherlands? I don't know what is happening with the US. What can you tell us about that, Maren?
Makarov has been, by the end of last year, finally feeling the pressure of people's movements that have refused to accept that Makarov is part of the privatization drive that is happening within their countries, and have refused to take up the myth and propaganda of Makarov exporting water expertise and exporting the Israeli model of making the desert bloom, because realistically Israel is not making the desert bloom. Israel at the moment in the Nakab is expelling, with the help of Makarov, over 40,000 Palestinian Bedouins, and Israel is one of the countries where per capita consumption of water is higher even than in Europe. So it's a real water waster, and not a model to be taken for anybody. And so there has been an alliance already created between water campaigners and Palestine solidarity campaigners that are organizing campaigns in Greece, in Italy, in Portugal, and other places. And the important part, and the strength that they have gained now, was from a decision that actually came from the Netherlands, where the public water company Mittens, at the end of last year, decided to break up a memorandum of understanding that it had reason that, considering that whatever kind of cooperation with Makarov would be done, whether they, as they say, whether it comes to the knowledge about extraction of water or to the benefits that can be achieved with smart grids, these cannot be separated from what the UN writes about the policy of Makarov towards the Palestinian territories and the settlements, i.e. whatever you do with Makarov will implicitly help the settlement construction. And this decision by a big, important public national water company has given a strong drive to many other movements to actually ask their local authorities to do the same and cut contracts with Makarov or not have contracts with Makarov. They want to mention as well that it is important to know that as well from Palestinian local authorities, especially Ramallah has given a clear call to other local authorities around the world, and they should not enter into the dirty business with Makarov and look for other ways to manage their water and ensure that their people will have a decent and human rights respecting way of getting to their water. We are looking at the moment into ways how to get into build up campaigns in the US and in Canada, because we know there is there are strong contracts, especially in Los Angeles. Makarov is in various places. They have opened up their first US office in Ohio, and there as well in the White Plains in New York. And we do hope we find allies as well in the US and in Canada, where Makarov is really expanding. But the real great news, and I want to end that part of the intervention with the real great news, is just coming out of Argentina. Argentina has just won a 3-year struggle against a contract with Makarov. Makarov was awarded a contract for a water regeneration plant in La Plata, in the province of Buenos Aires. And I guess it's quite telling the whole story about this plant, because it was a plant and a project for a water regeneration plant done by Makarov, which after the trade union in Argentina, the CTR has done over 1,000 pages of technical studies, figured out that the company really not only, and the contract not only, would finance human rights violations in Palestine, but was actually detrimental as well to the interests of the people in Buenos Aires, because as they say, it would have exported Israeli apartheid to Buenos Aires. It worked against the interests of the consumers by raising the prices, and especially important, I think, by creating a double two standards of water quality, one for the ones that can pay more for water, that get pure drinking water, and the other ones that can't pay that much, the poorer parts of the area, that would have gotten a lower standard of water than what Argentinians are used until today. And that was one of the reasons why this contract for now is suspended. And I do think that is a huge victory we should all celebrate and say thanks to everybody from the trade unions, from the Palestinian Federation in Argentina, from the parliamentarians and everybody that worked together in Argentina to make this $170 million worth of profits for Makarov now impossible, by saying no to Makarov's apartheid in Palestine and no to Makarov exporting apartheid around the world.
Perfect, Maren. I think that we already have a great summary of what is happening with Makarov in the Palestinian territories, stealing the water of the Palestinian people in different parts of the world. Also, the most important information we need now about this week of action, relaunching the campaign against Makarov there in Palestine from the 22nd of March. which is the Water Day, International Day, and then to the 30th of March, the last one of the last days of the month, in which we have the Land Day in Palestine. Maren, thank you very much. You have been very kind. We really appreciate that.
Thank you, and thank you to everybody. And as a last call, whoever is interested to join the campaign against Makarot, please contact us at info@stopmakarot.org.